What would be my restaurant? What is the Acolyte? And would you drink SpongeBob water? Well, I talk about all that and more on this episode of The Toddcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Toddcast. As always, I am your host, Todd McManus. And on this hot, ever so hot Louisiana day, I don't know what the heck is going on. It's just scalding hot during the day, and it was a little cool for a little while for the past couple of weeks, not anytime now, right now, but I think it was like towards the end of March, I want to say, a few weeks ago. It was cool in the morning, but hot during the day, like 50 degrees in the morning time, but then closer to 80 during the peak of the day, around 2 or 3. And let me tell you, that's not fun. That's not fun when you got to wear jeans and maybe like a small jacket or something in the morning. And then by the evening time, you're just wanting to rip all those clothes off and just go around in your underwear because it's so daggum hot outside. So, but other than dealing with this immense heat and weather, we're going to go ahead and dive into a few news topics right here real quick. First off, I'd like to say and talk about the new Amazon Prime show that is on, of course, Amazon Prime Video. It is, of course, the Fallout series. It is based on of the critically acclaimed and very popular Fallout video games. This TV show, I don't think, has really much to do with the games, I want to say. I don't know too much entirely what it would be tied to, which game. I only played two of the Fallout games, which was New Vegas and then Fallout 4? 5? I think it's 4. I think it's Fallout 4, because I think they're going to make Fallout 5. But Fallout 4 was a good game. Fallout New Vegas, of course, is one of the best. And they're just really well-made games. But they decided, hey, what if we make a TV show about this? So, here it is. It's on Amazon Prime as of this video being this episode being released. It is on Amazon Prime now. If you're listening to this, it is already available. It became available on Amazon Prime on April 11th, and I do not actually know. I did not look it up, but I don't know if it's fully available like the first whole season, or if they're going to do weekly episodes. They might do weekly episodes. I would hedge my bets on a weekly episode show, like how they're doing with how they did with Invincible. I have not watched all of Invincible yet, and once I get through these next 4 episodes of season 2, I will let y'all know my review of season 2 of Invincible as well. But probably going to watch the new Fallout show soon and let y'all know what my review on that and see how that show did. And I'm kind of looking forward to it. I think it's going to be good. Of course, it's going to be rated R. And hopefully, you know, it's a good show, funny show, and just some good stuff going on in that show. Another series to look out for in the near future in the summertime, which will be on June 4th, to be exact, is a series over on Disney Plus, and it is, of course, a Star Wars series titled The Acolyte. Now, this series takes place during the High Republic era of the time of Star Wars, which is takes place a few hundred years, I think, before the episode 1, The Phantom Menace, which was Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan, and they fought Darth Maul, you know, in the first episode. This series takes place before that. So we're going to be seeing new characters, some characters you may have never heard of, and stuff like that. So we might not have as seen any of those characters that you know of as well, unless you read the High Republic comic books and the different novels that they have made about this era of the Star Wars time period. It looks good, though. The first 2 episodes will premiere on June 4th, and I'm kind of excited about it. I think it's going to be good. Looking forward to it. And I'll definitely let y'all know my thoughts once it comes out. But, of course, that is in a few months from now in June. So we have that to look forward to, as well as other different series and movies coming out this year. Just looking forward to all of those as well. And, yeah, let me know what series and movie you're looking forward to most this year down in the comments on the YouTube version as well, which you can check out the link in the description of this episode. So, with all that out of the way, I think it is time to get into some questions. I have got two questions here from the listeners out there. Actually, yes, it is two. It's one question, actually. I only have one. It's just a long question. So, the question we have here, and thank you for this question, is, if you made the Toddcast restaurant, what would the name of it be, and what food would you serve? The name, I feel like, would be hard than the food. Like, harder than the food to figure out. Because the food, I feel like, would be more easy to figure out, especially for me, because, I mean, it's food. I don't really have to be too detailed about that. It's, you know, I like food, and there's not really much you can go against that. I would probably pick, like, a variety of things. I wouldn't probably just hedge it all on one different genre or type of food. Like, I'm not going to pick just Italian, or it's not just going to be a pizza place or a burger place or something like that. Of course, you need your main course. Like, what are you known for? You know, what is this restaurant known for? Whether it be a fast food chain or whether it be a sit-down restaurant. You know, some places are known for their burger. Some places are known for their chicken. Some places are known for their pasta. Some places are known for soups. You know, like, what are you known for? But that would be the hard part for me, because I feel like I would have to do a good variety. You know, like, I would want to do burgers. I want to do pasta. I want to do pizza. You know, I want to do different things. But really, I feel like if I was to make a restaurant about this podcast, or even just about me personally, I feel like the menu would just be different foods that I like. You know, it may not be a big menu, but I feel like I would pick different menu items that I personally like, and I think that people would like that. You know, like, I would pick my favorite types of pizza and put it on there, or put, like, generic pizza. Like, there would be a cheese pizza, a pepperoni pizza, and then my personal favorite that I like to get from a place called Johnny's in Northeast Louisiana, Johnny's Pizza House. My favorite is pepperoni, bacon, and onion. That's my favorite toppings on one pizza together. Of course, there's others, you know, with different meats and everything, like a seafood type pizza, which also is at Johnny's, not regularly, but it's the Sweep the Swamp is the name of that pizza. It is a very good pizza. Definitely give it a try. I don't like jalapenos, so you can get those taken off, or you can keep them on if you do like them, but it's really good. It's got crawfish, it's got little shrimps on it, it's got, like, crab seasoning or something other on there. And it's got onions and green bell peppers. And then normally jalapenos as well, but I get the jalapenos taken off. So, like, those would be the three pizzas on there. Or you could customize your own pizza as well. I would probably do, like, burgers as well. Do, like, a plain burger, a cheeseburger, a bacon cheeseburger. And then my favorite would be a bacon cheeseburger with grilled onions and an egg on the burger. That would be my, that'd be the Todd burger and the Todd pizza. Like, that's what the name of it would be, is just that, you know. Can I get the Todd pizza, you know? I feel like this could actually work out. Like, if I was, you know, I had more money or was famous, I feel like, or both, I feel like this would actually work out to create a restaurant based on just things that you like, you know. And, like, pasta, I'd put, like, chicken Alfredo, chicken and shrimp carbonara, spaghetti, gotta include that good old-fashioned three cheese hamburger helper, which is the bomb, by the way. Have some breakfast items for maybe a breakfast time, you know, just different things like that. So, like, my restaurant that would be about me, or even this podcast, would have to be a variety of things, as well as all of the things that I reviewed. I wouldn't include everything that I've reviewed, but I feel like I would have to incorporate some of, like, the best items that I've ever had, like the best drinks, the top drinks that I've ranked up in the 90s and close to 100. I might, you know, get the top 10 and include them either on the menu or include them in some form. You know, like a Crunch Bar is one of my favorite candy bars, and maybe I could include it into some type of like Crunch Bar ice cream dessert, you know, or I could, or like the Reese's Fast Break. I like that candy bar. Maybe I could do something with it into a ice cream dessert or a like a shake or something like that, you know, to incorporate those candies into a dessert that would be good, you know. Like, and I like cookies and cream ice cream. So maybe we could do cookies and cream, but do a spin on it and make it with golden Oreos instead, because I like golden Oreos better than regular Oreos. So if we were to do the golden cookies and cream, you know, that's what I would call it. Golden cookies and cream. That's actually a good name, to be honest. Don't steal that. But yeah, and the same thing with the drinks, you know. I would definitely have Diet Coke. Root beer has to be on there. And then I think I'd probably put like Sunkist Zero and Root Beer Zero, because those are my favorite drinks. And then of course include like regular stuff too, so everybody could have, you know, a fun time while they're like chicken nuggets and fries and all Coke products with Coke and Coke Zero and everything else, you know. But yeah, to have like a regular menu, but then have, you know, my favorite menu items, like my favorite menu items across many different restaurants put together into one conglomerate restaurant that I myself would make. I think that's a good idea, really, to create a restaurant about you, you know. And like if I'm older, like if I'm in like my 40s or 50s or even older, and have like different plaques or pictures of stuff that I have accomplished in my life. I mean, I could probably put some stuff up now. It's not going to be much. You know, I'm only 24 years old, and I would probably, you know, say, oh, I graduated college. I started this, you know, and maybe play episodes of the Toddcast over the speakers or something like that, you know. I think that'd be pretty good. You know, I honestly think that would be a good idea if you have the money and the time and you think it would actually be a success. That's the hard part, is actually thinking, would people come here for this, you know? But yeah, and the name alone is what would be hard when you think about it, because I can't name it after this podcast. I couldn't name it that, because then it wouldn't make any sense, you know? Unless I just call it Todd's Restaurant. I feel like that would be, you know, or Todd's Favorite Place. And just have every menu item be his favorite burger, his favorite this, his favorite that. I feel like that would work out pretty good, to be honest. And then have, like, my ranking. You get to rank your menu items. I think that'd be a fun thing to do, like, okay, now that you've had my favorite version of this pizza, what would you rank it? You know, rank it from 0 to 10 or 0 to 100 with no decimals. So, yeah, I think that's what I would do. I'd have to just do like my favorite food items all put together in one single restaurant, but the name of it is what would be hard, and that would take some time. I'd have to sit down and actually think about that one for a little while. Because you got to have it be the right name, of course. You don't want it to be something stupid or something people may not remember. You got to get your name out there in that way, you know. So, yes. So name undecided, but if I was to open a restaurant, that's what I would do. It's just my favorite things all together, because those are the things that I'm gonna be the biggest critic of my own restaurant's food. So why not make it my favorite food items? That way I can make them the best, because if they're my favorite, I want them to be the absolute best peak version of themselves. So why not pick your favorite? If you pick your favorite food, you know it very well, you know what goes into it, you know what it is, you've probably had it multiple times. Pick your favorite food, and then you can become a master of that. And that's why I would do that. You know, I'd be the master of maybe a few things here and there, but we would be really good at it, and it would be the best place to get that version of that food. So, yeah. So, with all that being said, I think it is now time for a good old-fashioned drink review. I have got two different drinks here that I've picked up, and I am a little confused because they might accidentally be the same thing, even though they don't look the same, but they are from the same company, and I feel like they might actually be the same drink. So, I am going to go ahead and try these out. So, I saw the video, and that's why I got these, because I wanted to try them. And these are Pathwater. Now, if you've been a longtime listener, I've actually reviewed Pathwater before in the past. It is a very cool, good drinking water in a aluminum bottle. So, listen to this real quick. That's an aluminum bottle, if you've ever heard one. It keeps it very cold for a longer amount of time than like a plastic bottle or even like a can, you know. I've never had canned water because it would have to be carbonated, and that's nasty. But with this, it's, you know, a very nice aluminum bottle. It lasts long, and it's really good. And you can actually refill it, which is, you know, the point of it, because it says on the back, hashtag refill it, and that'd be nice, you know. It's refillable, so that way it's, you know, you're not hurting the environment, you know. So, with that, these two versions of Pathwater, they partnered with Nickelodeon, and I have got myself on the SpongeBob and Patrick Pathwater bottles. The SpongeBob water bottle is completely yellow with SpongeBob's face on it, with a white cap on the top, and the Patrick one based on Patrick Seastar, of course, from SpongeBob and SquarePants, the SpongeBob SquarePants, the TV show that was very popular. I feel like it's still popular, but I don't know if I've ever seen any new shows or something. It's a pink bottle, the Patrick bottle, with a black cap on the top. Now, they both say the same thing, so that's why I feel like these might be the same drink and same tasting water, just in two different color bottles. And that's why I got both of them, to find out that truth. So we're going to go ahead and crack open this bottle of SpongeBob water and see what it's like. Okay. Oh, I'm dripping. I am dripping. Oh gosh, it's on my pants. I have water on my pants. My pants are now wet. That's wonderful. Just drop it right on the crotch, you know. It's just right there. Oh, gosh. Okay, so I have got this open. This is SpongeBob water. Let's go ahead and give it a try. Wow, that's pretty good. That's some good water. That's good. That is good, I gotta say. It's still purified water with electrolytes added for taste. And it's dripping everywhere on me. So, SpongeBob water, on the scale from 0 to 100, I don't really remember what I gave the Path water. I'd have to look that up real quick, actually. I'm gonna do my due diligence and do research. I did Path water. Pathwater was done in September of 2022. I gave Pathwater an 88 on the score. I kind of want to give it the same score, honestly, because actually I'm going to bump it up because it's actually pretty good. I'm going to bump the Pathwater up to a 90. The Pathwater SpongeBob bottle is up to a 90 from the scale of 0 to 100 with no decimals. And the reason I give it a 90 is because it's still good water, it's good tasting, it's hot outside, so that's why I'm enjoying it right now. And it's just overall good water, you know? And it stays cold long in this aluminum bottle, so. So the next one we have is the Patrick Pathwater bottle. And I'm going to go ahead and crack it open because it says the same stuff on the bottle. I just don't know if it's actually any... Oh, gosh. I got water all over me again. Like I was saying, I don't know if it's actually the same or not. So, Path Patrick bottle. I'm going to go ahead and give it a try. It's the same. It's the exact same water. It's still good, though. I gotta say, it's still a good bottle of water. So, I can't really go up or down. It's the exact same thing, just in a different colored bottle. So, I will give this a 90 again. Yeah. To be honest, I don't really know why I guessed these would be two different things. but they are. The SpongeBob and the Patrick water are both the exact same things, apparently. And yeah, so yeah, both of them ending this with a score of 90 each. And if you have never tried Path water, I definitely recommend it. It's a good bottle of water. So, and with all that being said, I think that is going to do it for this episode. As always, please rate and subscribe. And if you're listening on YouTube, please like, comment, subscribe, and click that bell to get notified when new videos are uploaded. And follow the Toddcast on Instagram for all your updates and Toddcast needs. Tell your friends and family to give it a listen. And thank all of you once again for listening to this episode. And if you want to know what's going to happen next week, well, you're just going to tune in to find out. Only on the Toddcast.